Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words,
how are 3PLs and 4PLs providing dynamic visibility? I love the word dynamic. Visibility is something that we have spoken, I mean, for years, 20 years, 30 years, probably. And it's a conversation still that we have today. But now we are adding some additional, and it is dynamic visibility. So we are going to have today a very, very important conversation. It's a dear friend of mine, it's a dear partner of mine, and we are going to have fun learning about a fantastic solution, OSA Commerce. In the meantime, let me invite my co-host from Canada, Benita Lee. Benita, how are you?
I'm so good. Thanks, Jose. Thanks for having me.
How's everything going in that side of the world?
Well, it's August, so it feels like end of summer, and we're getting into the fall.
Okay, still some very good time for golfing, right?
Yeah, just a few more rounds.
That's all good. That's all good. So, without any further ado, then let's invite our friend Padu Raman.
Hi, Jose. How are you?
Good morning. Padu, how are you?
Doing good, doing great.
Good to hear, good to hear. So you are tuning up from Atlanta, right?
Correct. Atlanta.
Atlanta, Georgia. How is Atlanta in this particular time of the year?
It's great. It's hot. It's as Benita was saying, it's ending summer, but I'm not sure when summer is going to end here. It's very hot. Every day it's becoming very hot. Today, I think it's around 97 or something. Yeah. But it's okay. I'm used to it. That's okay.
Jesus Christ. So there's not too many activities outside, right? Due to the weather?
I still see people running, people playing golf, and everything's happening in this hot weather. So that doesn't stop, I guess. You make your mind do it.
Yeah. Talking about outside activities, I heard that you participate in different marathons, right?
I'm preparing for a marathon, yes. I do a lot of run, and I'm preparing for a marathon. Somehow somebody encouraged me. I used to generally run regularly, but somebody said, okay, why don't you do a event? I said, okay, let me try. And so, but for that, you need to have a structured preparation. So I'm working on it, yes.
Wow. So that is amazing. And how long is going to be that one? The one that you're planning to participate?
It is in February. I mean, but to get to that, other multiple intermediate runs as well. So there's October, there's a 10-miler, and in November, there is an half marathon, and then you get to a full marathon so that you are gradually increasing. And generally aiming to do it, like, I mean, the timing is what matters, right? You I'm a beginner, I don't know why, so let's see.
I don't know. That is something very tough, in my opinion. I mean, running a marathon is something that you have to be prepared very, very. The preparation is, you have to be there, right?
It, preparation has to be there. I think if you think about running, I relate marathon, both marathon and the business, right? And especially when you're doing a business and a startup and everything, the diligence has to be there, right? You have to do that step in a proper way, prepare yourself, discipline that, and those all complements each other, right? And that's where I think I'm taking in that spirit. So it's working out well.
Yeah, well, running is not the thing that I would like to pick and choose if I'm going to be doing something physically. that's not, I mean, a marathon, forget about it. I mean, running, maybe for 30 seconds, but.
Each one has a different sports, right? Yeah.
Personally, I am like a cat. I would like to chase the whatever I'm going to be chasing, and then in 30 seconds, I'm going to be just stopping and relaxing.
You can be a sprinter. So.
right. So, Padu, for the whole entire audience that is with us today, I mean, can you introduce yourself, tell us all the background information that it would be lovely to hear from you?
Sure. Thank you. Thank you. So thanks for the opportunity and thanks for being here and talking to you and to all your audience as well. Padu Raman, Chief Product Officer and co-founder at OSA Commerce. I've been in the supply chain e-commerce industry for shy of almost 25 plus years. Focused mainly on the technology aspect of it. And I did play a small stint as an operator and an implementer as well. My expertise focuses on more on the products, digital supply chain, operations and strategy. Overall, in the 25 years, most of the time I spent with almost 17 plus years with Manhattan Associates. They are one of the leader in supply chain technology. Through them, I got opportunity to work on multiple different Fortune 2000 customers that enabled me to enhance and enrich my supply chain knowledge. And the past 6 years, I've tried to be an entrepreneur and working on startups to develop and serve. Ran my own 3PL facility as well, and now focusing primarily and supporting 3PLs and 4PLs from a technology standpoint.
Excellent. Thank you, Padu. So you've been in very specific companies. Manhattan is the one that I called to my attention, right? I mean, so this is the top of the line probably that we have seen in this particular industry. Now, it seems to be that OSA Commerce is going to be at the top, right?
I believe that everybody is going to try to solve the complex supply chain problem. So everybody's a winner here. I believe in a more of a cooperative model. The problem is so complex and diverse. It's there for everybody. And OSA Commerce will definitely stand out as a separate entity solving the customer's problem in every way as Manhattan Associates is solving as well. So both are going to solve the same problems, which is good because it's good for the customers, right? So
Definitely. Let's learn a little bit more about OSA Commerce. So, and we are going to get back, okay? How about that? I mean, this is excellent, Padu.
Thank you. It's kudos to the marketing team and my partner who leads all this, Ifat Barur. I think kudos to her. She has put a lot of effort in bringing out what we do in a more eloquent way.
Yeah, this is fantastic. I mean, a great video, by the way. So definitely your marketing team is doing an excellent job. I love it.
One team, one dream. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, and that's something that I have in my mind. I mean, I've seen in all the all the material, the marketing material, I mean, I saw that. And it's very appealing. I mean, when you are talking about, I mean, those particular taglines, right? One team, one dream. What is the dream?
That's a great question, right? So dream is primarily to solve an everyday customer's problem, right? Understanding the current complexity, if you think from a problem statement perspective, right? And we are definitely, our dream is more focused, very narrowed or channelized, I would say, on the supply chain problems and e-commerce problems that is our customers are facing. And if you look at more from an three P's perspective, right, the planet, the profit, and the processes, we continuously focus on solving that problem. Right? And if you define supply chain and supply chain as a problem, how we solve customers' problem every day is our dream. Right? And then how we solve as one team, right? And you saw marketing is one. A product from my other co-founder, Shlomi Amoyal, who leads that. We all three sit together and continuously focus on every day, looking at customers' problems, solving the customers' problem, enhancing it, and making one step ahead in commerce.
Mm-hmm. Now, when we are talking about, I mean, the problem that you are fixing, that OSA Commerce is fixing, how big is that problem?
It's a very good question. But the problem is actually for broader in the industry itself, right? Entire supply chain and e-commerce. Now, definitely, if you start listing all the problem, it's going to be almost not, this session is not enough for just the problems alone, right? If you just look a broder angle from defining the problem, the entire globalization and the supply chain complexity is increased many, many folds, right? Now we're talking about offshoring, nearshoring, other problems getting added. With COVID, things really escalated in a different way, right? That led to more. I mean, think about before COVID, if you ask anybody a supply chain, not anybody knew about supply chain, right? Now everybody talks about supply chain, right from the boardroom to even my mom or my dad understands what supply chain in a very simple way, right? And that's also because of the penetration and the e-commerce growth as well, right? So people now see that, okay, the e-commerce can add easy way of tying the convenience, the experience, and also now the engagement, right? Now e-commerce has morphed itself into a social commerce. People want to engage, interact, order, see a video, and then immediately see a product they want to order, and then engage with the end provider to say, okay, what is the variance? Can I apply, add services to that, right? So the e-commerce growth has really, really changed or management, increased the complexity of the problem. That also has now driven into a demand fluctuations, right? Now, because of e-commerce penetrations, now you see penetration in a lot of different marketplaces. Now you have Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, almost 440 plus marketplaces where the customers are shopping, everybody driving different services in their marketplaces. You want to be everywhere where your customers are, right? Number one. And that has driven to more hyper-personalizations. Now, if you look at a marketplace like Etsy, they offer a specific personalization. Or customers or brands want to provide a personalization as well. Let's take an example. You have like a car. When you buy a car, you had the ability to choose, okay, I can change my seat cover. I can change my color of the car and all those things. You can build a personalization. Now, the same concept has come to even the day-to-day products. Now, I have a customer who have a footwear, where they can change the composition of the footwear itself, high yields, low yields, different color variations. Now, that hyper-personalization can be driven at the customer level itself, right? Then you have, with that, you have multiple seller, multiple complexity. So if you can keep thinking about it, the problems is very diverse, very dense, right? And we have to think, whatever the strategy, what was adopted 10, 20 years, 10 years before, is not more relevant now. A new strategy and processes has to be thought through.
Very well. Yeah, without any question, I mean, the problem is huge, and it has multiple different colors and flavors.
It's very difficult to define the problem in one statement. It's just that it's so diverse, there is a complexity in the supply chain today, right? And that's the summary of it.
So let's do something a little bit simpler. If you have to, I mean, especially when you are talking about OSA commerce and you are in front of customers and stuff like that, in a single sentence, how you are going to describe OSA commerce?
OSA commerce primarily is what we do is we solve the collaborative visibility problem. And for that, we provide a platform which primarily enables us to connect across ecosystems to drive a better smart decisions, right? And better and smart decisions, because ultimately provide visibility, provide actions, and provide insights to be more dynamic in the supply chain market.
Excellent. Wow. That's very powerful. Now, in this particular time, so what we have seen is that there's a lot of investments, a lot of money is being put into technology, especially for supply chain, transportation, first mile, last mile, you name it, right? Now, is this the top that we have seen, or we are going to be seeing in the near future more about that, that investors and they are going to be putting more money into this particular segment?
I would say there will be more increase and continuous increase in the segment, considering as I said, we saw the problems, right? And that is problems is driven by the constraints, right? And how do we solve those constraints is only the answer is technology. And those to solve those constraints, you will see a continuous innovation, continuous investments being increasing to solve that problem, right? The primary constraints, and you as a 3PL or any 3PL or 4PL will attest to that. The biggest constraint everybody is facing is to definitely the people and labor constraints, right? Because you have the broader customer requirements, changing customer requirements, and how that customer requirements translate. You don't, even if you want to provide a better service, you don't have people to support it, right? The knowledge, your skill sets, and everything, right? The second aspect is, I'll call it as a quadruple peeps equation problem, right? One is definitely the people. The second is a process. How is that process aligning with the modern requirements, right? So I'll give you one example. I have a customer who is connecting to almost 17,000 different sellers and artisans in different countries. Now they are, especially from India, right? They are bringing those products in and selling to the global market. They want to connect to Wayfair, Amazon. They want to ship all the products from different sellers has to be consolidated, shipped to US or to Europe, get it to a fulfillment center, market, publish the inventory into different marketplaces, enable purchase of the orders, navigate through the entire channel of fulfillment until the final delivery, and then settle back that payment or order profit back to the seller, right? This is, although looks simple, but it's so complex of multiple different variations. So the processes has to be crystal clear, that the technology has to support the process how to make that journey simpler, right? The third is the productivity, right? Because everybody wants to drive productivity in terms of improving the performance. You have the people constraints, how do you channelize that? You have the processes that aligns to that and increase the productivity and performance. And finally, you are looking from a profit perspective. You need to manage your cost. You need to increase your revenue. You need to making sure this is scalable and sustainable in the long run, right? So that's a quadruple P equation problem. And that is where I think majority of future investments will go to understand the problem, solve these constraints, and change that from a better through technology.
If we need to make an statement, why OSA Commerce is the right company, what would be the answer for that?
It's primarily driven by, one, we are trying to solve the problem of people process platform, right? Mm-hmm. Which is the visibility today. Right? What primarily OSA Commerce is trying to do is thinking about these problems, thinking about these constraints, a new platform specifically not built on an old technology or framework or processes, built for the future execution, right? Next 10 decades or next two decades, how is that, next decade or two decades, sorry, how is that going to be built on is what the OSA Commerce is focused on, right? How do we solve the people process platform problem for the modern e-commerce technology means.
That's a whole adventure, right?
it's definitely an adventure, because if you think about the current problem, right, as taking my that example of that one particular customer, and for you as well as you are supporting a customer, you are your customers, the complexity of e-commerce has changed, right, from a 3PL perspective. One, it has become a multi-seller, multi-brand, multi-manufacturer services point, right? So you have in your any 3PLs have to deal with multiple sellers, and each sellers will have multiple manufacturers, and each manufacturer has different processes, different products, how the products come into the facility. You need to have processes and technology and automation to support that, right? Some may send you in cases, some may send you in pallets, some may send you in units, some may send you in bulk quantities, small quantity. All those things has to be captured. The second aspect is, how do you communicate exceptions? You get a damaged product. Today, you take in most of the 3PLs, you walk in, you see it's still an old method of processes. Take a picture, put it in some Google folder, and that actually translates into email. That goes after 15 days. Then you basically get an invoice back, or you change chargebacks. You ought to do it, saying that, okay, there is a product damage, arguments. You waste almost 10, 15 days of the timeline and hours in just understanding one product damage. And think about multiple seller, multiple manufacturer, multiple variations, how much complexity is. So what we have to do is think differently. Okay, isn't it simple enough? A product arrives at a facility, you're able to immediately take a picture on the fly, assign a charge code, and that information is real-time visibility to your customer, your brands, and to the manufacturer to say, okay, what happened to the product? So they can immediately rectify for the next shipment to you, right? Instead of losing that time. Those are the small nuances will lead to a much major changes or evolution in this entire landscape. One example of that, right?
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. So always, I would assume that this is not an exception. I mean, growing a company is something that is very difficult, but it's exciting. You are gonna have a lot of experiences, bad, good, and ugly, but can you share something that is probably the craziest that you have experienced so far growing the company? Any particular?
It's a very good question. I mean, stuff. Absolutely, running in technology and then trying to solve different problems, you come across different problems, right? I mean, that's natural. And I wouldn't say it's the craziest, but it's part of the everyday that we have to deal with it, right? And do it. I'll take it from a customer's use case that we try to solve, right? Which we get a problem and how to connect it, right? So one of the customers came to us, they had, especially during the COVID time, the post-COVID time, right? When they're trying to ramp up and everything. So their majority of their inventory, they are channelized from a retail and an e-commerce perspective. So all their channels were specifically channelized. They didn't have an omni-channel processes. They did have omni-channel processes, but more it was siloed. They had a separate SKUs and for the same omni-channel inventory, e-commerce inventory, and a B2B channel inventory. So one of the biggest challenge was they had a depth of inventory in a retail, and then an e-commerce ran out. Right? Now, they are working with a 3PL. Now, the problem with that in instances, your inventory is locked in one channel, your e-commerce sales is growing, and that is doesn't have inventory. But your physical goods are same, but the systemic complexity is different, right? Because it's all different SKUs. Think about it in warehouse, right? If it's a different SKU, it's a different product. Everything is different, right? You don't share that, right? So how do we solve the problem? We should not impact the labor, because already the 3PL is labor constrained. They don't have the labor to even execute the normal regular variability. So we had to create solution to actually do a SKU reclassification, where we changed all the retail products into an e-commerce products without any even a change from a process standpoint, from a 3PL execution perspective, but at the same time transferring and catering to inventory and managing and meeting the customer demands in e-commerce, right? Although it sounds simple and easy, but the complexity of understanding the problem, transferring the inventory, managing the channels, communicating with the 3PL, that involves, and all those things was only possible. We had our technology, which was able to easily connect across the ecosystems, establish communications across the demand channels, as well as the service providers, provide a collaborative framework to execute it, and then enable of a coexistence to execute it. So that's one of the problems, right? And we get every different problems, but that's only possible because as a team, we all got as one team and one dream and solving that problem across all the entity, and technology helped with that.
Excellent. I remember when, I mean, like 20 years ago, doing everything that you are referring to, it wasn't easy. I mean, I'm not saying that today is easier, but definitely with the help of solutions like OSA Commerce, I mean, definitely everything is a different game, for sure.
Absolutely. Now,
I know, I mean, the cat is out of the box, right? I mean, basically, OSA Commerce, I mean, is one of the solutions that is leading in the market. I mean, everyone is talking about that. You guys, I have seen you in multiple different shows and conferences. Can you tell us, I mean, the last experience in Lead? I wasn't part of that, but that's one of the conferences that took place in New York, if I'm correct, yeah. Right?
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, so we are, we definitely, again, the entire e-commerce is, and retail is a collaborative framework, right? So we have to collaborate with multiple entities, and whether it's retailers, brands, other service providers, and everything. What we saw definitely from a retail experience perspective, based on the lead show, retail commerce is continuously to hold significance, right? Although we are talking about e-commerce, social commerce, your retail mm-hmm. is still definitely having a great influence, and definitely, right? If you think for the entire journey, you talk about experience, the convenience, how we are doing to deliver engagement. So that's all part of the retail commerce strategy. Your e-commerce is still going to grow, but still I think there is some inflection point there. And then some kind of a social commerce being blend into it. There is a lot of hyper-personalization, which is again goes back to value-driven and how you market. You already talked about OSA Commerce marketing. Similarly, every entity is looking for a different way of marketing and engaging, and especially the social commerce platform. The other biggest aspect we saw is all the re-commerce part of it. We all talk about the forward supply chain. The reverse supply chain is becoming a very increased perspective here, and also recovered profits, right? So that way you are looking at, and some of the models actually require you to actually ship multiple products for customers to choose and return. So you have to think from an optimization point of returning products, bringing back to the stock, or bringing back to the sale at a faster level, and then shipping it out. Those are the broader perspective. AI and security is becoming a very, very important aspect, because ultimately what the data, even in our platform, we are consolidating data across demand channels, consolidating data across fulfillment sources, consolidating data across freight carriers. Ultimately, how do you consume this data to make a more effective utilization of that? So data and AI becoming a very, very important, and that also driving the hyper-personalization. These are the broader things that we saw in that lead as well.
Have you received different awards, right?
Come again, sorry, I missed that question.
Have you received different awards? I mean,
we are a small company, so we are trying to we are slowly winning a lot of awards, more awards to be coming forward. In fact, my partner Rifat Barrow and one of our director of operations Wendy Wolf also won on Women's in Supply Chain. That's also actually we are leading in that front as well, and we are slowly winning a lot of awards. We won the top 100 startups in the and recently we're in the NASDAQ as well as part of the lead innovation. Yes.
The lead innovation. Wow. I mean, being in this particular segment, I mean, it's not easy. Innovation is something that is moving the world ahead, that's for sure. So the customers are in the heart of the supply chain. Now, I would assume that for a 3PL, 4PL, and for a solution like OSA Commerce, basically one of the goals is to have the ultimate experience. How OSA is going to help to achieve that?
It's a good question, right? If you think the entire ecosystem, there are four broader components that is driving challenges, right? Based on the problems, the constraints we already talked about. One is interoperability, right? When the interoperability is primarily, how do I connect? Because you as a 3PL service or a 4PL service provider, you have to connect to different 3PLs. If you are a 4PL, you have to connect to different 3PLs. Each 3PL may be in different levels of maturity of technology advancements. Similarly, that 3PL has to connect to multiple different demand channels. That demand channel is actually, again, different level of technology requirements and carriers. Some are actually structured carriers, some are asset-based, some are non-asset-based, some are very unstructured, still running on paper, pencil, right? How do you connect all these things? So interoperability becomes a major challenge. How do you connect, right? The second is, okay, I'm connecting it. What becomes the authority of management, right? Who manages our final authority, right? One of the examples I told you about, my one of the customers, they offer different variants in their website, right? A shoe. I mean, I'm learning all those things, right? A shoe can have a different yield level and they can have variants and everything. Those requirements has to be converted to a 3PL so 3PL can understand how to fulfill a dynamic kitting process. How do I pick, pack, and ship in the most efficient way, right? Third is the transparency. How do I'm looking at, okay, when it was ordered, when it was picked, how it was packed, when it is going to be delivered, providing that end-to-end transparency. Anything exceptions happen, how is it being recovered, right? And how is the others mutually learning as well? The manufacturer looking at it on real time. What is happening to the product? The carrier looking at it real time. So all entities looking at it real time. So what we are trying to solve this is the fragmented data, the inefficient processes that is happening and people are calling, phone and coordinating, and how we make it more dynamic and interconnected is what we are trying to solve, right? So what we provide from an OSA Commerce perspective is we provide a one unified commerce tower, which enables whether the brand, the retailer, the service provider, or the carrier, manufacturer, everybody in the ecosystem looking at a single point of data in a one in real-time perspective. Mm-hmm. Encapsulate the connectivity problem. We provide demand channels to connect to all the demand channels in a simple, easy way with pre-built integrations, so make that journey simple. Two, provide ability to connect with all the entities, solving the interoperability problem, whether it's a demand channel, carrier, and fulfillment sources or manufacturing centers. Ability to collaborate among all the players. So if an order comes in, everybody looks at the order in real time. Everybody knows when the order was picked, what needs to be picked. If somebody has required for customization, show the pack station what is need to be customized. All the dynamically enable that execution. Connect to the transportation last mile to find the optimized way to ship the product, deliver the product. And also if there are returns, collaborate also on that one, right? How soon you can get the product, get the disposition and done. And then co-thrive. So centralized data view, decentralized execution by all the players for an effective solutions for all our customers, all their customers.
So what I'm hearing is that as a head of the supply chain, I'm going to have a peace of mind if I use your technology.
Absolutely. Head of supply chain, head of technology, head of finance, head of anybody, right? Not even head of, the entire team. I would say the one team of any, whether retailer, brand, or technology, OSA Commerce provides that one team, one dream vision of solving the customer's problem in a simple, easy, and effective way.
Very interesting, very interesting. I know that in technology, one of the biggest issues is always the adoption of new technology, right? What are the challenges that you have seen or you have experienced so far?
Yeah, so the adoption definitely is because of, again, people are using different technology and different level of maturity. So we are, that's where we offer a flexible solution, which enables us to use our order management, our demand channel connectivity, our integration platform, and connect to their WMS. Or they use our WMS, we connect to their order management, right? We try to solve that adoption in as easy as possible. So we focus on ease of change management, right? And that way, you're not restricted to one siloed solution end-to-end. Instead of that, a multi-solution based on each level of maturity and change that adoption easy. The second aspect is people are forced to change. There's no other option today, right? Because if you want to serve your customers better, because you as a 3PL provider, your customers are asking you to say, I want you to provide technology and I want to connect you to different channels. I want the ease of operations. And you have a labor constraint. You don't want to maintain that. You won't have technology adoption. You want your customers to maintain the product master, not you maintaining product master for every customer, right? So all those things is technology is going to drive for quicker adoption. So people are realizing that, right? But one adoption of technology is happening. People are adopting it. It's just that how soon, how quick they can adopt. We offer flexibility by integrating to the existing systems, making the journey in a more simpler, easy, and a quicker way. How soon, how fast they can help their customers better.
Why do you think that in this particular century, and still there is some sort of a challenge, I mean, for companies and people to adopt technology?
It's primarily the change management, right? It is again, we are still not dealing everything with robots, right? We still have people, we are still dealing with a lot of emotions, challenges. It is, and constraints, right? Different constraints, people have different levels of challenges of the revenue challenges or customer challenges or process challenges, right? So that is the challenge people are facing, right? Either they have to manage the cost, they have to manage the revenue, manage the customer requirements, right? All three have to be managed in the best way. So it is going to be a continuous educative process. Sessions like this, more penetration to the market, more training and adoption by overall players will naturally solve that problem, right? It says change management has always been the biggest problem for the industry, and especially supply chain industry from the beginning, right? But ultimately, things have evolved, and things will continue to evolve, and that's my belief.
Yeah, we always ask for change. When we have change in front of us, then we fight it. And we don't use all the tools that we have at hand just to overcome those challenges, right?
The one thing I can tell you is the COVID actually helped in different way, right? Before COVID, it was always looking at profitability and a process. People already made a change. There's always some resistance and everything, right? But after COVID, everybody realized that there has to be adoption and technology to meet the changing needs. And the customer is going to drive it. Today, if I have to really solve my customer from an engagement perspective and I have a social commerce and social engagement and then drive solutions, they have to cater to adoption to new technology to cater to that, right? And your customers will be their biggest ambassador in driving adoption.
I have read multiple different material about OSA commerce. And you have something that I like it very much, which is about the four C's, the connection, communication, collaboration, coexistence. Can you develop something about that?
Yeah, so as indicated before, primarily the four C's is very critical for the modern day supply chain, right? One, you are dealing with supply chain in a multi-enterprise and you're connecting across enterprise, right? So by nature of supply chain, you have to connect to your manufacturer system, you have to connect to your subcarrier system, you have to connect to your regulations, compliance systems, right? You have to connect to your demand channels, you connect to your fulfillment sources. Now, instead of it was one set, now it has become n-fold. How do you make that problem simple? Connectivity, solving that connectivity, and how quickly? It's not about, okay, I'm deploying a supply chain project, and it's 8 months, 12 months, 16 months program. It has to be days, weeks. what needs to happen in months and years is to be weeks and months, right? So one, connectivity is the key. That means you need to have a pre-built connectivity to most of these entities, and the ecosystem is integrated. So more the ecosystem integrated, much faster in connecting to it. Second thing is driving communication. Communication could be in multiple ways, right? It could be communication across manufacturers to the demand channel or to the buyer in real time. If everybody is looking at the real information and real time through system view, they're looking at one source of information, all your email, phone calls, all the hassles is coming down, right? You're looking at information once, you're making decisions, and whatever the decision the manufacturer is making, everybody else is also looking at the same information, right? So that way you're disseminating the information much faster. Then ultimately, once you are connected, you provide visibility of the data, you provide visibility of the information, you're able to communicate better, faster, quicker, then easy to collaborate. So very simple example, right? If I am selling in multiple demand channels, I see a demand fluctuations in Amazon, I'm seeing a different in Walmart, the manufacturer or the supplier can make immediate decisions, adjust the inventory levels, and then focus on a different demand channel. All those things can be done in a very collaborative way, so that now, once the manufacturer makes the decision, the corresponding inbound carrier sees the same information, the fulfillment center sees the same information, when an ASN is going to come, how much labor I need to plan. Everything is cascading accordingly, right? And then we're able to communicate and collaborate better, then ultimately everybody executes better. Trucks arrive on time. You're able to pick up on time. You're able to deliver on time. The customer is able to provide post-customer engagement. The brands today can sell in multiple different demand channels, but with the decentralized execution, somebody can scan a product and communicate. So ultimately, you connect, you communicate, you collaborate, and you coexist. And that is the philosophy of entire OSA platform, providing that one centralized visibility to break the data silos.
So end-to-end visibility.
End-to-end visibility. And not even visibility, extending that to provide a better insights and then to better actions.
Yeah, and that's something that is important. I mean, and I believe that is probably one of the big problems that you're fixing, right? Is from the management standpoint, you need to make decisions on the fly many times, right? But you don't have all the information that is needed in order to do that. So seeing this end-to-end solution make it easier, no question about it.
Absolutely. Because again, every 3PL or 4PL or any supply chain operations, they are looking to essentially to maximize the profits, because your cost is very high, right? Your cost is 10 tons of transportation, labor, and from a retailer perspective, inventory, the storage, everything is today challenged, right? How do you maximize the profits, balancing the efficiency and the value-added services? Because hyper-personalizations means more value-added services at the facility, more value-added services at every standpoint. How do you dynamically manage that? That is the fundamental problem that everybody has to think. And that will also solve the adoption problem as well, because people are looking to maximize the profits, and technology is the answer for solving that, to solve that problem.
Now, when we are thinking about end-to-end solution, it seems to be that it's a lot of companies, it's a lot of team players. Most likely, you're going to find those players from different countries, different languages. That is a challenge by itself, right?
Absolutely.
Now, when in that 800 number that you may have for customer service, what is the most common call that you received in terms of looking for help or support?
So it's a good question. So from a process is the majority of the time we get a calls, right? Okay, understanding how do I connect to this demand channel? How do I connect to this fulfillment sources? And how do I manage? Because all other answers are provided by the system, right? Because the system definitely provides you a real-time order capability. What is happening to the order? So that order calls is gone away. It provides a real-time inventory visibility, connecting to different inventory sources. Because think about it. If I'm connecting to 10 different demand inventory sources, different 3PLs, different 4PLs, manufacturers, you need to provide a centralized inventory in real-time sync and factoring it. So that is that problem is almost eliminated in the system because they're able to see all those aspects. They're able to manage their own product cataloging and all the information. So most of the problems is already self-resolved with the platform as they are working through. The majority of the calls and all is saying is, how do I expand? How do I expand to a different demand channel? Like today, I've connected to 4 demand channels. How do I connect to 5th? I want to add a new one. How do I do a, automatically by themselves? So we provide a lot of training and we provide a training package which enables them to look at it and we call it Guru, self-learn as well. So that the calls are primarily more of training and onboarding in nature. And with the guided guidance, we try to solve the problem.
Very important. Growing a company, as we said, earlier, is not an easy thing to do, right? So what is the growing strategy that you have in place for Ocean Commerce?
So growing is primarily, we are now increasing our customer base. As the customer is base are increasing, we are focusing on continuously providing innovative and automated tools. So we are focusing more on innovation, where we can help our customers to solve most of the problems, so they don't have to do the 1-800 number at all. The self system is self solving the problem. We have introduced a lot of AI capabilities within the platform, either from a solutions perspective or a training perspective or ability to be more prescriptive in nature, right? Where if a customer is onboarded, they have to look at, okay, automatically the system looks at, okay, where the order is coming from. Example, one of your customers as well, where they looked at most of their demand coming from East Coast, we connected another 3PL into your 4PL network so that they can diversify the inventory of system, making those automatic prescriptive decisions. We are spending a lot of innovation in AI-based, looking at the data, enriching the data and solving customers' problem in real time. And that is where majority of our future innovations is going to focus and grow.
Yeah. And talking about data, do you find that the data that the customers or even the 3PLs or 4PLs they have is clean, is ready to use, or it is a challenge as well?
It is ready to use, definitely. It's again a different level of maturity. Still, there are people who are using Excel as their ability to integrate and do it, which is okay. Excel is not a bad tool. It's just that it's different, whatever the tool provide. So ultimately, data-driven decisions is what is going to empower people to effectively handle, right? And it's going to be a continuous, virtuous cycle of continuous improvements, right? You're just looking at the data, improve it, how to optimize, innovate, and continuously that cycle is going to go.
Perfect. And now, if I always have that question, because for every single company, the answer is different. What is your perfect client? What it would be that, if you need, you can pick and choose, what is that perfect customer?
Every customer is perfect for us. But just to say, I think we solve the problem more effectively for any retailers or brands or logistics providers, right? Now, which is 3PLs or 4PLs, who are looking to connect to more than one demand channel, more than one fulfillment center, for fulfillment sources, it could be store, it could be manufacturing, dealing with more than one carrier, dealing with more than one manufacturer, right? That means every customer in supply chain becomes our customer, directly or indirectly. But this is an ecosystem model, right? We will be dealing with one enterprise or multiple enterprise. We are connecting them. We are cooperation. As I said, we may compete with our competitors in one area. We may collaborate with them in another area. So ultimately, customers, ultimately today's future world, if the customers have to be e-commerce ready, social commerce ready, and supporting the traditional demand channels of the retail stores, then they become our customers.
So a customer that is looking for to have a single source of truth is the perfect customer for you.
Single source of truth. Centralized view, decentralized execution. You summarized it much more well than me. Yes, that's
perfect. That's very important. I know that we always are working on something that is critical for us. In this particular case, what is the most important project that you are working on right now?
Right now, we are actually working on seeing how, as I indicated before, how we can look at AI as a key component in enriching the data that we have, because ultimately our solutions is connected to the data, and providing how to optimize the inventory, how to optimize the cost of transportation, how to present the inventory in such a way that we're able to satisfy our customer services level at a much faster, quicker, and easily able to adopt the entire solution. And that is where I think we are focusing mainly on solving the problem of connectivity, enabling communications through better methods, and collaborating in end-to-end. Right? That's the aspect of what we are currently focusing on.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. What is going to be the next event that OSA is going to be part of?
So next we
chain event that is coming up soon.
So next one, we are actually focusing. I mean, there are many events that we are participating. At least two, I am participating, because we are different teams participating in different events. But I am actually going. I'm flying down to Singapore to participate in an supply chain event, connecting all the small medium enterprises who are looking to expand globally, right, to US market, to European market. So there is a convention that is happening where we are meeting a lot of manufacturers, suppliers, and then and again looking from a data connectivity perspective. That's the next event that is being hosted by Alcor Global. That's the event I'm we are participating.
So,
and then the other bigger one is the future event that is coming up is Manifest. Is one definitely we are going there. NRF would be the other event that will be going in. So we take up very strategically as the events come up and go and participate.
So the one in Singapore, when is it going to be?
It's going to be in October, October 1st.
Wow, that is going to be an amazing event, that's for sure.
Yep.
And very interesting, I mean, that connect, I mean, because definitely from outside in, there are so many different companies that they need any specific service, like the solution that is for, is in place for OSA Commerce. Now, talking about the best solution or the best customer and the best of everything. Now, if when we are going to be in the market, I mean, looking for a solution, what do you think that we are missing as a the potential customers or the potential, when I am a VCO today and I'm going to be looking for a solution, and sometimes I don't know what exactly I'm trying to fix. What is that, and how OSA is going to be approaching that, those situations where, yes, I go to a show, there's multiple different players, multiple different offers, multiple different systems, but how I should have a short list that is going to guide me through to pick and choose the right company?
It's a very good question. So I think the first one is I look at the processes that is there that we are trying to do today and what their customers or your customers are looking for, right? Mm-hmm. Is your processes matching to your customer's requirement in a best efficient way, right? Is it going to be understanding the requirements or changing requirements or thinking futuristic what the customer would need? Is your current processes, whether it is a technology-driven processes, manual processes, or people processes, can meet the customer's demand, right? And taking that processes, again, looking at that process and looking at the constraints, right? Looking at, okay, what people I have to meet the customer's processes, whether it can be productive, effectively productive, right? How well you can do it. And then other it's going to be resulting in any increase in cost, or increasing in rep, or decreasing in, I mean, increasing in cost, or affecting your revenue. If that is where it's happening, then you take look at solutions that can solve that problem, right? So there again, mm-hmm. there are multiple solutions. Not every solution might fit your specific processes or problems, right? You have to find the right solution. I can, as a technology provider, say I can solve all your problems. May or may not be, right? Unless we go through that matching of the people, process, and the platform. And then looking at that perspective, and that it's ultimately solving your customer's problem, right? And that's how I will go with that match. What we do as OSA Commerce in that strategy, before even we put our technology, we provide a, what we call a 360-degree service process. we go, if a customer gets engaged with us, we first understand what is the customer's problem and what is the customer's problem, right? What we are trying to do. Are we trying to optimize the cost? Are we trying to go the revenue? Example could be selling in multiple different channels or looking for constraints because you don't have people to execute those processes. Then we map out the solutions, identify the gaps, and see how we can fit in a technology. In some instances, we may say our technology fits very well with your requirements, or we may say some instances say our technology may not be the right answer. Fully, partially, then we get a partner engaged. Then we provide a comprehensive solution, which our partners are pre-integrated in some instances, or we can integrate as well as our technology is scalable. And that's how we approach a problem and solve any customer's problem. And that's how everybody should be approaching that way.
Thank you for sharing that, Padu. Padu, I believe that probably, I don't know if you have the same information or not, but probably one of the most difficult or challenges for clients is when they are thinking about the implementation. It's going to take a lot of resources from my side. It's going to be a long period of time. What is that in terms, I mean, if you would like to implement a solution like OSA, what it would be in terms of the implementation?
Yeah, so the one of the key aspects, because I've been in the supply chain for 25 years, I can tell you the biggest two problems in supply chain faces today is integration and change management, which is kind of the adoption problem, right? What we have tried to solve the problem is solving that integration problem and that both change management problem. That's how we approached all our solutions to be, right? Way we approach is an ecosystem model where we try to pre-integrate all the solutions. So integration is quicker, easier. And even with a new integration, you develop the solution once. With the technology being a multi-tenant and AI-based, the next time, say, you are integrating with a carrier and next time another 3PL wants to integrate with a carrier, it's already pre-built. That integration becomes simpler. Even there's a customization specific to that entity. We try to solve that problem through a simple configurable tool, which the customers can own and drive it. And that becomes the scalability. The constraints today is majority of the time, a technology provider provides the technology. The customer is dependent on the technology provider to solve all the nuances or customizations or changes or configurations for a customer, right? Our model is we enable our customers to make the change. We provide a platform, the customer is able to scale it and then grow from there. And that way we have direct and indirect users, thousands of users in the system who try to make the system better every day. And that is where the scalability comes into picture. And that's how we solve the integration problem.
Fantastic. I mean, it seems to be that we can continue on the conversation for hours. And we are getting close to the top of the hour, Padu. Now, let me ask you something. I mean, probably there are so many questions about that, but I haven't reviewed those questions. What is the best way for people to get connected with you?
They can email me at padu@osacommerce.com. They can connect me at LinkedIn, right? Padu Raman, and both ways they can reach out to me and happy to connect and help in every way I can.
Okay.
Or my team. We have a great team, so that team will be there. One team, one dream.
I like it very much. By the way, one step ahead. Where is that coming from? Who came out with that idea? It's fantastic.
I will give credit to my marketing genius and partner, Ifat Baror. She was the thought behind it. And end of the day, it's again, we want to be one step ahead in solving our customers' problem, solving our technology innovations problem, and also be one step ahead in taking care of employees. Employees also comes first, our team comes first. So as a team, we want to be, in every way, we want to be one step ahead. And that's the dream as well, to continuously thrive for that.
I know that anticipation is power, that's for sure. And being one step ahead is what we need in this particular industry, and so many other industries, by the way.
Correct.
So, Benita, what do you think about that slogan, one step ahead?
I love it, and especially for a technology company, and you need to be one step ahead in this game.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, Padu, it's been a pleasure. I mean, just to learn more about OSA Commerce, and also I mean, thank you for sharing your insight. I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, I have learned a lot, and I'm hoping that everyone in the audience have learned that too as well.
Thank you, Jose. It was a great conversation, and you are a very good moderator as well.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, you did it all. So now we are going to be just looking out after any feedback from that experience in Singapore. Sure. It's definitely, I would like to hear more about that, because it seems to me that it's going to be a very exciting event, and multiple different opportunities are coming out of there, that's for sure. We always said something here that is powerful, in my opinion, is that we are better together because we win together. And that applies to everything that you do, basically. You are providing a solution, end-to-end solution. So basically, that summarizes that being together, I mean, is probably the best experience that we can have.
Correct. One team, one dream. The entire community is one team, one dream.
I like that. I probably going to steal that slogan. I mean, in several conversations, if I am allowed to.
Absolutely.
One team, one dream.
That's a philosophy, right? So that anybody can use it, right? It's part of the global community.
Thank you so much. Well, Padu, we appreciate that. And we are hoping that we are going to see you back again soon.
Thank you.
All right. Benita, any last words? What do you think about OSA Commerce?
Wow, I think everybody really liked that episode. The audience was very engaged, and Padu's just able to, you know, run through everything as though it's really simple. He's able to explain complex topics in a way that everyone can understand. So, wow, what a great guest.
Yeah. Thank you for adding that, because definitely he does an excellent job. He explains something that is extremely complex, make it easier, make it sounds like a, I mean, he does it every single day. So for him, it's very easy. And he conveys that comfort that is needed when we are talking about technology. All right. Benita, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for doing everything that you do. And I'm hoping we are going to see you again next Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time in Coffee Break Logistics and Supply Chain. Ciao, ciao.